All right, so we thought it would be cool to show off the new features that we're building for Agile. One of the biggest things that people want to do with Agile and one of their largest complaints with TFS has been this is not a good way to plan your product backlog and then plan your iteration backlog. And so we built a series of new features that make it much easier to do this, and I thought I'd show these off just now. So today, when you're planning your product backlog, one of the first things you want to do is put user stories in the system, and then you want to balance the work across your iterations, at least get a sense of what works about having iteration 1, iteration 2, iteration 3, kind of look ahead and capacity plan. So let me show you how this will work with TFS. So one of the nicest things about TFS is that you have Excel, which you can use against the foundation server, which makes your planning much easier. So here you can see I've got a set of user stories. I'll just make this a little more visible for you. Set of user stories, I've got them stack ranked, and I've got them currently allocated against my upcoming iterations. I've got some idea of which user stories I'm going to do in iteration 0, which are going to be in iteration 1, and so on, like that. But the question I really might have is, do I have too much plan for iteration 1 or iteration 2? At least as I'm looking ahead, do I have a rough idea of what I can get done in each iteration? One of the neatest things about Excel is that it's a really flexible tool. And so what we thought about was it'd be nice to have just some basic functionality in Excel so you could quickly and easily do this. In fact, if you look back, most of our project managers here in-house on the product teams had built something similar to this. So we thought, well, it kind of seems like there's a big need. If you look, what we've done here is we've just taken some simple basic information. We look at a previous iteration. In this case, I'm looking at iteration 0. Fill in some basic information about the start and end date, and I can actually retrieve historical data from our data warehouse to tell me what the velocity was on that previous iteration. And then I can put in some basic information here about the upcoming iterations that I have planned, iteration 0, 1, and 2. And what this does is, based on some simple information again, start date and end date, it will tell me what the capacity is for that iteration based on how things have worked for me in the past. And then it also totals up, based on the estimates I've done so far, what's the amount of work I have estimated. So let's just take a look at our capacity here. So you can see for my iterations coming up, just again, just using some nice graphing functionality in Excel. You can see for iteration 1, we had plenty of capacity. That's the dark red here. For iteration 2, it looks like we've got a little too much work, and we haven't really pushed anything out into iteration 3 or off the backlog yet. So one of the things that I could do is look at taking some work out of iteration 2 until it fits. So let's just go and do that now. It'll be really quick. Just shift over here, kind of scroll down. I'm just going to move work according to what is next on my backlog and my stack rank. So let's just take some of this work here. Let's take the last bottom of the list. I'll just push it back onto the backlog. Maybe this piece of work and this piece of work. And I can just click back to my capacity tab and let's take a look. And you can see this is now dynamically readjusted. So I've now got plenty of capacity for the work I've got planned. And if I wanted to, I could even start planning for iteration 3 and iteration 4.
So what you just did, that is that published to TFS at this point, or are you just working with it?
Not just yet, but once I've got it the way that I like it, it's so easy to do this. I just switch up to my team menu, click publish to TFS, and that information will go instantly to TFS.
Nice.
So it's just a tool for project management that's so quick, so fast. You can see how backlog management in the past has been really difficult. I've seen teams do this in Excel before, and the difficulty is if you have multiple team members working in Excel, they really run into conflicts. So it's much better if you can store all this information centrally on a server. So now I can store it, and Brian, you could pull it out and take a look at the same information and even experiment with load balancing the work different ways. So that's our Excel tools. We also have a specific set of Excel tools for iteration planning, even more detailed. I thought I'd also show you a little bit of some of the new reports that we built.
Yes, please.
We don't have time go over all of them, but let me just show you a couple, some of my favorites. So one of the most basic reports for any Agile project is a burn down, and you can see we've built a whole new set of reports here for the upcoming release. Here you've got a burn down report. It's showing you hours remaining as your blue line here, and then hours completed are the green line. So what that's really telling you is that the team was burning down work. You can also see that in this particular graph, it looks like, based on the shape of the graph, the team moved some work out in order to hit their goals. They actually reduced the amount of work as they got close to the end. Mm. And it looks like they did a whole bunch of work in the last week. So that's kind of not the best trend that you want to see. But a burn down like this makes it possible for the team to just track their work as they go along.
Okay.
And you can see we've added a whole bunch of new reports, things I don't have time to show today, but you can also take a look at your stories specifically and see how you're progressing there, and as well as all your iterations to quickly get an overview. So these reports, the new ones are, we think, really pretty nice.
Awesome.
So that's the short demo of Agile Project Management in Team System.
Sounds good. Thanks for showing us that.
Yep.